This story is read by James Ross Merson. Corporal George Melville, Service Number 1633 of the 6th Battalion Black Watch. George Melville was born in Rhind, Perthshire on the 16th of July 1894. He was the seventh of eight children born to William and Margaret Melville, who were married in Methven in 1880. Before George was born, the family was living in Canoole, where his father was a farm servant. By 1901, the family had moved to Keir Cottage, Findogask, and his father was now a ploughman, as was his older brother, William. The census of 1911 shows the family living at Mintegi Cottage, Kilspindie. George's father was now a cattleman, and George, aged 16, was a shepherd. The only other child still living at home was Catherine, who was still at school. The family eventually moved to Abbey Road, Scone. At the outbreak of the war, George was employed as a gardener at Crieff Hydropathic, a purpose-built hotel where prosperous clients came to take the cure in the upmarket conditions. Based on water, plenty of exercise, fresh air, and simple, wholesome food. He was also a member of the Territorials. As a Territorial, George was called up quite early. He was sent to France in May 1915, and his battalion, the 6th Black Watch, spent May until December 1915 on the Somme, much of it in the line near Festubert. Conditions were horrendous, with mud often over 3 feet deep, making bringing up supplies very difficult. The kilt was temporarily discarded, and improvised shorts made out of a couple of sandbags was the usual dress for the 6th Black Watch during this period. The battalion was relieved in December 1915 and spent a month resting and training in Vauxhain-Annemoyers. In February 1916, they moved to Corby and took over the Maricourt defences, again in appalling weather with heavy snowfalls alternating with spells of hard frost. The battalion was continually in the line for the next 4 months, with only 3 periods of rest of 6 days each. In July 1916, the battalion moved to Bray, then to Orlincourt, where they expected to remain for a fortnight. However, after only 2 nights there, they headed straight into the Battle of the Somme. The Black Watch moved to Besançon-le-Grand, where over 50 men were killed and wounded from shellfire. They underwent continuous bombardment, during which many men were buried by showers of earth and debris. 4 days were spent there until Sunday, the 30th of July 1916, when orders were issued to the battalion for the first definite attack it had been called upon to make. The assault was to be made against High Wood and to take place at 5:30 a.m. There was little time for the normal preparation. The initial artillery barrage had been insufficient to destroy enemy resistance, and the advance by the battalion was met with heavy machine gun fire and fierce resistance, and losses were heavy. The battalion continued to advance and got as far as the German front line wire, but had to stop. It was evident that the enemy was holding his front line very strongly, and large numbers of Germans were plainly seen in their trenches. The two leading companies were almost annihilated, but the few remaining fit men dug themselves in the shell holes, staying there until dark, when they were eventually withdrawn to the original front line during the night. Every effort was made to bring in the wounded, but in doing so, many non-commissioned officers and men unfortunately lost their lives. George Melville was killed in action during the fighting on the 30th of July 1916. His body was never found, and so he has no known grave. His name is commemorated on the Thiepval Memorial, France. George was 22 years old. He was awarded the Star, the Victory, and the British War Medal sent posthumously to his parents. George's elder brother John joined the Royal Engineers and was sent to Italy. He died there aged 29 on the 23rd of October 1917 as a result of malaria. We will remember them.